Damskat nawa nawago maga na dali. Das was got in the sea guy soon axagege no chinia egwa nimi waitin e pekitakute.
Settle down. Dance everybody, tatawa fanwa de sea guy soyan. Welcome back to the Cree Chatter Hour. We want to welcome you guys back. Hope you guys had a good little couple minute break there. You know, it being, what is it, the 2nd of August
it's
today?
It's the 4th of the August today, my
no,
lady.
No, it's not. It's the 2nd.
Yeah.
Do you remember how to say, for those of the who are new to the show, usually our months in Cree go by the different yes. moons. And this moon, since it's August, is the flying month. That's when all of yeah. our ducks and geese and our sisipak, iguan, niskak, they all start flying south again. And do you remember how to say it?
I do, actually. Oh. It's called Mantuinoak.
No, it's Mantus. Not. No, don't listen to him. Upahupi sim. That's how you say sim. That's how you say August. Upahupi sim. That's the flying month. The flying moon month.
Upahupi sim.
Yeah, upahupi sim.
I like that. I could say that really good.
Actually, speaking of, we're always talking about celebrations and stuff like that, but... And we always use the word bitsi or bitsi simawin or bitsitsi win. And yep. We actually just came across a video. Do you remember who the creator was of it?
No, I don't. I have no clue.
I'll get the name of it. But he was talking about, he broke down the word for round dance.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was...
Actually, his name is December Wolf on TikTok. And he is probably one of my... new favorite language pages on TikTok because he shares a lot of knowledge behind words and things like that. If you have TikTok, even if you don't, go check him out. He probably has his stuff posted on Instagram and stuff, other stuff. But December Wolf, his name is. Here is his video. You could take a listen to it about the root of the what round dance means in Cree.
I was just asked what the root word for round dance is in Cree. And there are two main words for round dance. Waska simuin, or waska simun, which just literally means round dance, or round movement. And the other one is bititiwin, or bitisimuin, bitisimuin. Now, that sounds like it has something to do with hands. Bititi. But it doesn't, because BTT doesn't make sense. It means come hand. It has nothing to do with holding hands. BTT win or BTSimu win comes from the root word to summon. BT or BTim. To call on something, to summon something, to call something. And often that means to call on something that's not living or that's not there. You probably heard elders in your community say, put your shoes on the right way. You'll summon a bear. So that's what it comes from. And the reason is because historically round dances, one of their main purposes was to connect the living world with the spiritual world.
That's pretty cool. You hear that, though? Like, he has a bunch of videos that share a lot of language knowledge. But we talk about Biti Simuin or Biti Tsiwin a lot on here. And I thought, I always wondered, remember, because you actually brought that up during one show when you're like, I wonder what the root, like, what mm-hmm. what that means. And we know what Wasaka Simuin means, and that's to dance in a circle yep. or move in a circle. That's another way you can refer to it as. But, because, you know, round dance holds such a close place in our hearts, I thought it was really cool to share that.
No, it's wonderful because to me, I really thought like my understanding was to hold hands or, you know, but now to understand that you're summoning, because we do, like the way I was taught about round dance is we come dance with our loved ones for that night, right? So, mm-hmm. and that's so beautiful to know that root word is to summon, right? So we're summoning, you know, the Atayogan to come and dance with us for that night. And you know what? The beautiful thing about Bitsi Simuins is Kayas Mana, they would, the opening song, they'd have this opening song that's, you know, the calling song. And they would open the doors. Then we would sing that opening song. Winter or even in springtime, they would sing that opening song. They'd open the doors. Then they would shut that door when that opening song was done. And then when the round dance was over, they had a go home song. Isn't that cool, a go home song?
I think I've only.
Then they, and yeah. they would open the doors, and then we would sing that go home song until that song was done. Then they would close the door.
I haven't really gotten to travel until I really started traveling with you, but I've seen that done in Sad Lake, and I've seen that done when I was younger too. But you know what? You don't see that too much nowadays.
Yeah, I think, and you know, it's wonderful that you think about that, because right now I'm thinking about my Nemosumpan Eugene Cardinal. He would always tell me, "Quase no sim, you know, don't take shortcuts." He'd always tell me, "Kaya, don't do that." He would always say that, and now and that's what's happening. People are taking shortcuts to this ceremony. That's a powerful ceremony. This BTC Simuin, right? BTC Simuin, mm-hmm. right? So it's a ceremony. We tend to forget that. We take shortcuts and then we cut a lot of the important parts of it out.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was one thing too that was mentioned when we were even doing like our powwow. I know a lot of people say that there's no ceremony in powwow, but there are certain ceremonial aspects to it. Like a lot of our powwows in our area, actually all of our powwows, we started off by, you know, with the pipe, the ospog, and having Kiteak pray for us and stuff like that. Even stuff inside of the, that we practice inside, have some spiritual aspect to it. And I think they said, you know, that it, that was another thing, don't cut corners. And we had a little predicament when it came to putting on our Buat Simuin this year, and we didn't know if we should go ahead with it. But they said, you know, once you guys already offered that ospuagan and tobacco, that... you go through with it, and that's teachings. And I think that's important. And the same thing the same kind of energy needs to be put, I think, towards language to people learning. And Guagia, what do you think about all of that?
Well, just thinking about, you were talking about, I seen the wonderful things Sad Lake Powell Committee did this year. And I know we talk about, you know, cutting corners again. So one thing, if I had to say, that we don't see anymore, since we used to do it as the old Powell Committee, was the flag raising ceremony at 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So what we used to do then is we'd have the pipe ceremony, then we would go and sing the flags up, right, with the people who did the pipe ceremony. And we would invite the whole strum to come and do that. And then we would feed them, right? And then they could go back, right? So if I had something to say, that's probably what I would like to do back again, starting at Frog Lake Powell, June 28,
29, 30. Good luck with that. All I have to say is good luck with that.
I'm going to take that away from Sad Lake, June 26, 27, 28.
Did Frog Lake ever do that, or was that just the Sad Lake thing?
No, you know what? Everybody used to do that. Everybody, but I think sadly we're bringing back those good traditions, because Kaas Mana, we used to do that. If you remember when you were young, like 5 years ago, honey,
I wish
when you used to camp out at these Buat Simuins, you would hear that. Mm-hmm. You would hear that, the flag raising ceremony in the mornings, eh? Because they would do the pipe and then they would sing. And that's a long-lasting memory I'll have as a kid, waking up in a tent, hearing that.
One thing that I think it's kind of just been happening to me a lot lately is sometimes I sit there, you know, and I see our kids dressed up, or they're sitting at the drum with you, and we're just witnessing, and I'm just kind of taking in everything that's going on around us. I think, what a beautiful life us Nehiowak, or not even just Nehiowak, but all Indigenous people, how blessed we are to still be able to do things like this and celebrate like this. And, you know, everything that our essence is as Indigenous people is still living today, regardless of everything that, you know, our people have been through. I think back, you know, I've been very fortunate to be brought up around this, and so have you. And now we've met each other through this, and now we have a family, and we still practice this. And I think that alongside language learning is a gift in itself, to be able to teach that to our kids. And, you know, they talk about giving your kids good life tools for when they grow up. And I think these are some of the most important tools that you can give our Awasisuk or the Oskaisuk, wherever you guys are, the young people or the kids.
Especially with singing. Sorry, honey buns. Especially with singing, right? Because now your Nikosis Ambrose is singing, and he was singing your mom's song. How does your mom's song go? What is he?
Right?
Then he was asking me, "Dad, what does that mean?"
Yeah.
What am I saying? You know, because he's asking him what is he saying, right? So,
yeah.
But he says that all day. He says, "Beitotenimitawa." He says it all day.
I love it when he has a stick and you can just hear him. Like, now he's been at home here, Like, we live kind of in a suburban area, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
And we're probably the only indigenous people on these few blocks.
Yeah.
But he'll whip out the drum whenever.
Like the big drum.
The big drum.
He'll blow it out.
And then he'll start jamming, like, and we don't stop him. It doesn't matter what time of day or whatever. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's taking up spaces. And I think on this part, you know, of Giga, we know a ski where we are. Our ancestors were probably here hundreds of years ago. It's not thousands, hundreds of years ago, where they were openly able to sing on spots like this. So
Uta Manawantse.
Yeah, Manawantse.
Right? Manawantse. So we're really on traditional Treaty 6 land. And, you know, and it's so cool. He tells me, Dad, put the drum down. So I'll put the drum down. And then when he's done singing, he says, Dad, can you come put it up? So I'll put it up. So, right, so he's already understanding why we put up the drum, because we put up the drum. I tell him, you know,
the Mistagwaski.
Mistagwaski.
If you want to know how to say drum in Cree.
Yeah, Mistagwaski. He's resting now, so he tells me to put him up. So, yeah, and then he goes around jamming. You know what? The funny thing is, I was just checking my messages in the Wigima again, the dad of Baby Flats messaged me. He said, where are you guys going? And I said, we're going to go to Mosquito. Maybe Brockett, I said. He said, oh, okay, well, Baby Flats is going to go to Brockett, so if he comes, you know, we would like him to come sit with the group. And then he said,
he got his first call.
And then he said, can you let me know what his size is? Because Baby Flats is getting sweaters and shirts, right? So they want to give Alex, you know,
Ambrose,
sorry. He's getting recruited right now, eh? So, you know, and I think it's wonderful. He's going to love it.
You know, I think when we go back to that, even talk about, I know this is something you could share before we get into the break here, but when we talk about our Mistagwaski, maybe we could share a little bit of teaching on what the way we treat our Mistagwaski, and that's like our, like our Nimmo, so like our grandfather. Do you want to talk a little bit about the protocols that we do?
Before
just for people, just before we end this segment.
Before we end this segment, so we call it Mistagwaski Atayogan, right? So
our drum spirit,
or Mistagwaski Nutawinan, right? Our Nimosum. So we call him our grandfather, because to us he's one of the oldest living elements on Gagiaski. So we treat him really good, and I say him. It could, I don't know, right? So we feed our drum, we smudge our drum in Gagisumo. So we feed our drum, and we even give him tea. I know it's a drum spirit, but it's interesting. I keep saying him, but then when I think about the drum was given to us by, you know, the Squawk, right? So I wonder. It's interesting, but
it'd be good to interview somebody who could share a story about that with us, eh? Because even me as a singer, being a lady singer that's both Cree and Salish, I get asked a lot about. Yeah. About stuff like that, and I share with them what I know, but I think it's really important for all of our people out there to go, whatever traditional territory you're in, go ask somebody, or in your own community, what your guys' teaching is behind the drum. I think that'd be really interesting to share on the show one day.
And I think looking at your eyebrows, they're so flawless.
Thank you, Julie at Beauty to Brows in Edmonton.
That saved us 2 hours of our day.
It doesn't take 2 hours. But yes, I got my brows done by Julie from Beauty to Brows in Edmonton. She's amazing. She actually has an academy where it's an Indigenous-owned academy where she teaches PMU, permanent makeup stuff, and all kinds of things like that. So
we hooked up our sis Raven. She can do anything with it.
But we want to say come back right after these messages for the singing part of the Cree Chatter Hour.